I'd just say on the injury front that Lonnie Ballantyne, will obviously be out for a while. Other than that, I would say all these other guys are day-to-day. So with that, open it up to questions. Yeah, you know, I think it was, at times it was really good. And I think most of the day it was good. You know, we rushed for 93 yards. They were all tough yards. It's a very good rush defense that we're going against. We can always do better, you know, running the ball. But I thought the guys blocked really hard. And I think pass protection was very good for the most part. You know, some of the play action protections we got some pressure on. But overall, when I spoke to the team, at noon, I told the team that I thought on the offensive side of the ball, I thought the offensive line played well as a unit.
You put Merciless went back. See, he looked more comfortable playing on the right side than the left side.
There might be something to that, John. I think that Whitney probably played, I would say, to this point in the season, his best game. You know, he had two sacks and set the edge in the running game. I think they only rushed for 63 yards. Only 46 of those yards were by the running backs for Jacksonville. So that's a good job, you know, because I think their offensive line is playing well. And, you know, I thought our guys did a good job stopping the run.
Well, how do you think the offense and the whole team responds to Boyer in his not just mental but physical toughness, especially after taking that hit?
I think they respond well. I mean, at least they did on Sunday. He's a good guy. You know, he's a good teammate. They listen to him in the huddle. I'm close to the huddle during practice. I thought that he threw the ball accurately, made good decisions with the ball, and now it's the key is to do it again. The trick is to do it again. You know, this is a very difficult defense that we'll be facing this week with, you know, Cameron Wake had four sacks and strip sacks, and they're playing at a high level right now. I think Miami, and so it'll be a difficult challenge. But I think the guys on offense enjoy playing for and with Brian.
Wins always make everybody feel a little bit better, but obviously
a little bit.
Yeah, a little. Tell us now is hey, let's go forward from here and make something out of this.
Yeah, I mean, of course you gotta. Consistency is the word. You know, you have to try to do it again. I mean, if your whole season is like this, then you're not going to be where you want to be. So, I think that these guys were very attentive in the meeting that we just had. They understand, you know, what's at stake, and they know that it's, like I've said now, it's 10 one-game seasons. And so now it's on to the next season, which is Miami, which will be very difficult. It's on the road, AFC East opponent, new coach. Obviously playing, with a lot of intensity, playing good team football as they did yesterday against Tennessee. So it'll be a big challenge. Say that again, Aaron. Yeah, it was a good play by Jacksonville. They got us on that one. That's a very good answer for that blitz that we brought. And so miscommunication or not, it's on us as the coaches. We got to get that right and make sure that sometimes that can be a good blitz, but I think we gave it away yesterday.
Even though the defense needs to play a lot better, do you feel better about the defense after yesterday's game?
Yeah, you know, I thought they stepped up. I thought we played good complementary football in the fourth quarter, you know, and, I think we scored, they stopped them, then or however it went. But, right after we scored, we got the pick six from Dre. I thought Dre had a good game, had two interceptions, two key interceptions for us. Obviously, when you score on defense, that's big. I thought we did a decent job overall stopping the run. We got to do a better job against these scrambling these running quarterbacks, you know, we can't give up big plays like that. Do a little bit better job of not giving up big plays in the passing game. I think we had three or four plays that were 25 or more yards gained. So, got to do a better job there. But I thought overall, you know, it was a good team win, and the defense did what they had to do to win.
Every time we've asked you about qualities you look for in a quarterback, you always talk about leadership. What does leadership mean to you? And tell us what Hoyer does that you want in that area.
Starts with being a good guy, being a good person, and being a good communicator. You know, he's very good with his teammates. I think it has a lot to do with work ethic. He works very hard. He prepares. I think it has a lot to do with being professional. You know, when things weren't going well for him early in the year, I think he approached it in a very professional way. And I think that was a great example for younger players in this organization to watch how he approached things. And, look, it's one game. You know, he had a good football game. He got a game ball for the game. But, you know, we're 2-4. We are what our record says we are. And now let's see if we can go out there and play better, because we're going to have to play better to beat Miami. You know, we're not going to be able to do the same things mistake-wise that we did against Jacksonville, against Miami.
Bill, after the slow start, you guys are still one loss away from Indy,
right,
and the AFC South. Do you guys recognize that? That, I mean, as rough as the beginning is, this thing obviously is not over?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said it last week, Brian. You know, there's a lot of football left. I mean, there's 10 games left. We've only played 2 games in the division. We're 1-1 in the division. The division games are very, very important. Of course, we don't have a division game this week. We got another road game, but it's a conference game, which is important. And So, again, it really is. It's 10 one-game seasons. We've got to take it one day at a time, get this stuff corrected today, show up here Wednesday ready to go to work. But there's a lot of football left in this season, and it's really – it's the old saying. It's not really where you start. It's how you finish. So we've got to continue to play consistent football.
Do you believe benching Hoyer was good for him, helped him play the way he was played yesterday?
I'd say you'd probably have to ask him. You know, I think he would probably be better to answer that, John. But, you know, I thought it was in the best interest of the team to make that decision at that time. I don't look back on those things, don't regret any decisions that I've made as it relates to this team. I just know that Hoyer approached it very well. Brian approached it very well. Like a true professional that he is, he's been around for a while. He's been, you know, through the ups and downs of this league, especially at that position. He's been injured. He's been cut. He's been everything, you know, that you guys have written about him, you know, and so good and bad. And so he approached it the right way, and I think he showed up this week in practice and had a good week, and it showed up on the field. Oh, I would say he's our quarterback, Tanya. Yeah, no, we're going to stick with him. He's playing really well. He's playing at a high level, and we've got a lot of confidence in him.
Bill, can you assess how great DeAndre Hopkins has been over the last?
You know, it's hard to say more about it than what I said yesterday. I think he's second in the NFL in catches right now. I think he's first in yardage. 42 of his catches have been for first downs. You know, he's one of the leading, if not the leading, third down receiver in the league. I think he's second in the league in yards from scrimmage before the Monday night games played, I guess, obviously. But I think that he's really worked at it. I mean, I use him as another example to younger players. Like, you know, you got a guy like Jalen Strong and Keith Mumphrey and Chandler Worthy and some of these guys that have a guy like him at the position to look up to. That's a hell of a guy to look up to, because he's worked very hard to get to where he is now. And I think he continues to work hard. He's always out at practice. He never misses practice. And he works very hard. He's got strong hands, good route runner, tough guy to cover.
You know, Dwayne said earlier that the offensive player and those two together are really quick. Can you speak to that kind of combination and how, at least from someone who watches quarterbacks and see how quarterbacks kind of develop, what that relationship feels like?
Yeah, they've worked at it. I mean, again, I think the best thing to do would probably be to ask those two guys, because they know, but they've worked very hard to develop a connection. I think that offensive staff-wise, we've done a good job of putting moving DeAndre around so you can't double him. And, you know, sometimes they do double him, but, you know, we try to move him around so they can't get a beat on where he is. And I think Brian's done a good job of understanding the coverage in yesterday's game and knowing when and when he could get him the ball, when he couldn't get him the ball, things like that. So we got to try to continue to do that. Miami's going to approach us in a different way. We know that. We'll have to probably wait and see what it is. But, you know, those two guys have developed a good connection.
What sort of challenges do a new coach present, Eddie?
Say that again, Drew. I'm sorry.
What sort of challenges are presented when you're facing a first-time head coach?
Yeah, it's very challenging. I have a lot of respect for Dan. I've never met Dan, but I know of Dan. Dan played for Coach Parcells, and you know, Brian Gain here is very familiar with Dan from being in Miami. And you know, we know he's a very smart guy, very tough football coach, kind of one of us. And you know, so they're a different team. You know, they when you watch the tape, which I've been sitting in there watching all morning, you know, that's a good football team that's playing together. They're playing with intensity, and we're going to need to match that. We're going to need to show up in Miami and match that in order to have a chance to win the game. Probably the knowledge of our offense. You know, to be able to be a receiver in our offense and know all the positions. You know, to be able to line up at F, line up at Y, line up at Z, line up at X. That's four positions to know. Sometimes we haven't done it lately, but sometimes we put them in the backfield. You know, to be able to know four or five positions is very difficult. It's not easy to do that, and it takes a lot of hard work, studying on your own and things like that. But I think if we called any play in our offense right now, he would be able to tell what every receiving position has to do on that play, and that's a testament to him and the time he's put in to learn our offense.
In terms of Bernard McKinney injury, how are they doing today?
Yeah, I would say probably towards the end of the week, I would know better on that, Aaron. Right now, I would say no for the game, but you never know as the week goes on here for both those guys.